So you are the local guy then?
Yeah, I'm local.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, I'm a local guy. Okay. I used to actually wander in the factory and around the forests when I was a kid. There weren't any farms here, just two mill sites.
Uh-huh.
With the water mills here since 1510.
Really?
Yeah, 1510.
It's so old.
Yeah, it's so old. The Joaveski was first mentioned in 1583. Yeah, 1583.
Okay. It's a long time ago.
Joaveski, it means fall mill. and whole life it revolved around the river. Initially, everything here belonged to Palmse Manor, but this is a border area, and the river was the border between Loobu and Palmse Manor. Yeah.
Mm, okay.
And in the early 1880s, there was a wool factory here. The mill burned down. Then in the 1886, the owner Mühlbach got into debt. And everything was auctioned off, and he fled towards St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
But then the Baron Nikolai Dellinghausen built this factory, which was completed in 1898.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, Baron. Oh, a story. The Baron, he was a very thin guy, but von Fersen, the factory chairman, was very fat, so that his footman had a chair with him all the time and walked behind him, and as soon as the chairman started to wheeze, he pushed the chair under him. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. He had like a pavilion by the river, and he often sat there with the footman. But during this time the village began to grow, and Baron Dellinghausen built these factories and houses here for both masters and workers. Mm-hmm. And the peasants sold logs to the factory. They were peeled, and from this wood pulp, cardboard was made.
A cardboard?
Yeah, cardboard, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joaveski factory didn't make paper, it made cardboard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a wood pulp factory. In the 1900s, a new master, Nielberg, came.
Nielberg?
Yeah, Nielberg, yeah. Saw what a depressing village it was and came up with all sorts of things. He found a brass band, and a party square emerged on the island in the middle of the river with stage and all.
Party?
The parties, they were famous. There was a pretty decent social life, yeah. In 1909, yeah, actors were invited to play Loreida and play. And then some drunken workers were driven out of the theater during Christmas. Yeah. The workers were pretty grim figures, smoking, spitting, cursing everywhere, you know.
I can imagine.
Yeah. In 1911, the orchestra was already on the concert list in Tallinn, and this tradition lasted even during Soviet times. So the dance floor, yeah, it was famous.
Nice.
And the brass band played, and everybody danced. Actually, when I took a taxi in Tallinn recently, even the driver remembered those parties. Oh. So there had to be something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and there is something with fires. Like I said, the first fire was in early 1880s. Then in 1914, the factory burned down again. The damage, it was huge. Huge. Seven buildings destroyed.
Oh, really?
Luckily, it was insured. In 1921, it was sold to a Danish general. His son was the director, Karl Johansen. There was little water, and work had to stop in the summer. And then water was collected, and ditches were dug. Well, they drained all the swamps and directed water to the river. And then water disputes started, you know. because local farmers, they could not plow their timber. And in 1929, the market collapsed and the factory owed money to the farmers because the wood had been purchased in advance. Mm-hmm. So, bankruptcy in 1930.
Wow.
And the factory was sold to Estonian businessman in next year, 1931. Yeah. And if I remember correctly, there was also fire at the heating house this same year. Yeah.
Isn't that
insane? Fire again, yeah.
Yeah, all the time.
So,
yeah.
Fires.
So lots of fires.
Yeah. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
That's the story of this place. Yeah. My great uncle was a forest brother.
Really?
Yeah. The whole family was deported to Siberia, and they came back in 1956. My grandmother used to take food to the forest brothers. But then one time, my great uncle got caught. Yeah, when he came home to eat. Yeah, well, he sat at the table and ate, and then three Russian soldiers came into the room. Okay, he invited those men to sit down with them, have a drink, gave them moonshine. You know, moonshine.
No,
yeah, moonshine. Puskar in Estonia. Okay. Yeah, Puskar. And these guys, these soldiers, they got so drunk that when they started to leave, my great uncle said, "Well, you go ahead, I'll go to the other direction instead." And the soldiers, they were so drunk that they basically lost their rifles in the ditch. Yeah. And a couple of days after, they came back with dogs, still couldn't find him. And then later there was a tank raid. Yeah, they came back with tanks. But those tanks, they got stuck in the swamp. And actually, they're still there. Yeah. Although they bombed the forest brothers heavily. And then officials lied. They said, like, come out of the forest, we'll grant you amnesty. And of course they lied. And everyone fell in. And the whole family was taken to Siberia, along with my father.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah. But my great uncle was sent to forced labor. It was a terrible life somewhere near Murmansk, in a gold mine. And there was no bread to put in his mouth, but there were lots of gold lying around. Yeah. You cannot eat gold. Yeah. So yeah, during Soviet era, they also made cardboard here in Javeski. Then stamp albums, which were very, very famous. The only ones in the Soviet Union. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they were collected and every family had them. I had lots of them, and it's so funny that people really, really collect stamps.
It is,
yeah. Why collect such things?
I don't know.
You collect stamps?
No.
Me neither.
Not me.
Yeah. Our school, it burned down in 1972.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the teacher probably set it on fire because they wanted to close it. And there were some more fires, which I don't even know exactly when they happened, but I remember photos from Soviet times with some burned ruins. Yeah, strange, yeah. Fires again.
Yeah.
Nowadays people have summer cottages here, but the future plans are very big. Maybe establish studios here for artists, for creative people, and so on. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Oh, about this plastic sauna,
mm-hmm.
and how it came about.
This was so crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. plastic sauna. Actually, it was made for a festival. Yeah, nature festival.
Ah.
Which was held here for a couple of years. Nature lovers, how should I say, healers.
Yeah.
Real Estonians, native Estonians. And they went around here drumming for several days, yeah. And I once rented a house to them and then heated the sauna for them. And then three women came, took off their clothes and told me to come to the sauna too, completely naked. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Villagers couldn't believe there were so many naked people by the river at once. And then once there were photographers from all over Estonia, and naked nymphs walked up and down the stairs and everyone took pictures. But the sauna just stayed here with us. Yeah. And now we go to the sauna here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's so hot here.
Yeah, yeah. Let's throw some more.
You cannot tell, it's so quiet, the village, and there's so many adventures happening all the time.
Well, it's history.
Yeah.
This place is like full of history. So let's throw some more.
Be careful.
It's too much for you.
Maybe too much. Don't do too much.
No. Want a cold beer?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah.
Oh.
One for you.
Bit here. Oh, you're so professional. Yeah.
Professional beer drinker. Yeah, cheers.
Thanks, yeah, cheers. Oh. Oh, nice. Now we could use a little swim, probably.
Okay. Let's go.
Let's go to swimming there.